Pennsylvania's budget is a month overdue, but you wouldn't necessarily know it in Harrisburg. It's been relatively quiet, with little legislative activity, few meetings among top players, and even fewer demonstrations. In past years, when late budgets halted the paychecks of thousands of state employees, there were daily protests. Mary Wilson looks back at the impasse of 1991, when one woman drove 250 miles to make her voice heard.
I'm not exactly sure that I had a plan when I left. I was just angry and wanted answers. I like to believe that I in some way woke folks up.
24 years ago, in late July, Joyce David was running out of patience. The Commonwealth's budget was 5 weeks late, and her husband, a state auditor, hadn't received a paycheck that whole time. The paralysis in Harrisburg, as one news article put it, stemmed from proposed tax increases. David didn't much care what was causing it. She had three young kids at home. The family was almost out of money, so she decided to do something.
I packed my children, and I drove to Harrisburg for answers.
The drive from her home in Grove City, Mercer County, to Harrisburg took more than 4 hours. David did it with three kids under the age of nine.
We went to the governor's mansion. They wouldn't let us in. We went to his office. He didn't want to let us in there. So I knocked on every door that I could. Every senator, every representative that I could find got a visit from me.
Governor Robert Casey was in office at the time. David wasn't alone in her frustration. State employees were at the Capitol protesting the late budget that was snarling their paychecks. They chanted in the rotunda. They set up a soup kitchen on the Capitol's front steps. David says she kept her cool as she met with lawmakers, but she was pointed with her questions.
Tell my kids why they don't have any food to eat. You know, when do you think you might be able to do your job? I needed answers.
She didn't get any good ones, but people were polite, even supportive.
We did have a lot of offers from folks who could contact the bank so that they understood why we weren't paying our mortgage, but that's not what I wanted. What I wanted was what was due to us. We expected our legislators to do the job they were elected to do.
David and her kids remained in Harrisburg for a week.
We stayed in my car. We did sleep along the curb. I actually parked the car right across the street from the governor's mansion. I wanted to be visible. I wanted him to see me every day when he went to work.
Late budgets have not held up state workers' paychecks since 2009, when a court decision ruled that the state had to pay its employees during an impasse. But social service providers and some schools will feel the pain of halted state payments if the standoff continues through August. David has little sympathy for the politicians who say they're trying to hold out for the best deal.
They have an entire year to pass this budget. In the end, the ones who are being hurt are not the guys making the decisions.
David can't tell you her plan that summer. She didn't get the explanation she wanted, but she remains convinced that there is an answer to the problem of late state budgets and unresponsive government.
I'm a citizen. I vote. When I put them in office, they, in a sense, become my employee. If you can't confront your employees, you're never going to change anything.
The 1991 budget impasse ended shortly after David made the long drive to Harrisburg. The spending plan was signed in early August. This year, not many lawmakers or Capitol observers think a budget will be settled so soon. Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.